Tuesday morning, Eagles coaches showed players the film from the end of the Saints-Vikings game, which resulted in Stephon Diggs' 61-yard walk-off touchdown to give Minnesota the victory. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by looking at the razor-thin margin between winning and going home in the postseason.
You know, I mean, I was in 1999, I was in Tennessee when we hit the Music City Miracle. And I'm sure there were a lot of special teams coaches talking about, you know, staying back and staying in your lanes and, you know, doing all those kind of things. Playoff football is, you know, those plays are big, and they're remembered for a long time.
Man, it just shows you, you know, little things matter, man. I'm sure that guy, he's made that tackle 100 times, and it all comes down to that one play. And when you don't execute, that's what happens in the playoffs, man. And it was a crazy game. That's all I can say. You know, it was a playoff moment.
Oh, man, that was crazy. You know, I mean, I think that was one that's going to be, you know, going to be in NFL history forever. You know what I mean? Regardless of the outcome, but for sure that was one for the ages. No, my reaction, I was actually in the kitchen. I was cooking pancakes. I was just like, whoa. I was like, did he really miss that tackle? I was watching with my older brother. I was like, did he really miss that tackle? And he was like, yeah, he missed it. And I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. You always want to be that guy to make that play. And, of course, you know, you seeing it live right before he caught it, you're like, oh, yeah, they're going to tackle me in bounds. Game's going to be over. And then once he missed you, like I said, it's like, whoa, like, did he miss it? And then it's like, next you know, the guy's still up and he's running. So, yeah, for sure. It's kind of a little bit in there for sure.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, that's how things go, you know. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's going to be close games. Guys are going to play hard. Most of the time, it's going to come down to the end. Final drive, final play, things like that. To be sitting there watching that game and to see how that game ended, it was crazy because we all talking, all the DBs talking. We already think we playing the Saints. After they kicked the field goal, we like, man, okay, so we got this, we got that. And then to see that happen when you think the game is over, it's crazy. So it's tough for him. It's tough on the team. I mean, you never want to lose like that. But, I mean, it happens sometimes, I guess.
Sure, the Vikings have the NFL's top-ranked defense, but is the offense underrated coming into this NFC Championship showdown? Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz has some high praise for Pat Shurmur's crew.
You know, and they got a lot of good players around there, too. They've run the ball really well. They're a little bit, you know, I made a big deal last week about if you combine the running back totals, that would be an all-pro player. These guys aren't that far off of it, and they lost their, you know, potentially best running back in Dalvin Cook early in the season. So, I think they've done a good job on first and second down. That's taken them to third. And Thielen took a big jump to being a Pro Bowl player. You know, Diggs, Rudolph, they roll about five deep at wide receiver. All those guys have a role. And the quarterback is a smart veteran player, knows where to go with the ball, hasn't made a lot of mistakes.
Since 1991, the league has tracked third down conversion percentage. Well, in 2017, the Vikings defense set a new record, limiting opponents to a 25% success rate. The Eagles were good on third down against the Atlanta Falcons, but it's a whole new ball game when it comes to the Vikings.
I think they are the best defense we faced this year, and I think one of the reasons why is they can get pressure with four, you know, and cover with seven. And anytime you can get pressure with four and cover with seven, that's kind of been the key to our defensive success. I mean, that's a winning formula. That's been a proving winning formula for a long time. So I think this week is a good test of that. So from the flip side of that offensively, you know, we have a challenge in front of us to be able to put together drives, find some big plays in those drives, and be smart with the football. I think like last week, we need to get in a rhythm. We need to stay in phase. You know, we had a lot of third and manageables last week. I think we avoided negative plays. We had obviously a few negative runs, but we didn't have too many penalties. But I think the thing against this team is, you know, you have to. Last week, I think we had three drives of over 10 plays. So that's the challenge against going up against one of the better defenses in the league. And so I think one thing is we have to scheme, and our players, we all together have to find ways to make a few chunk plays here and there.
Head coach Doug Peterson joins Dave Spadaro for his weekly one-on-one on Eagles 360. Make sure to check that out. Quarterback Nick Foles meets the cameras on Wednesday. We'll bring that to you live. So until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Folks, only five more days.